Matt Duncan, Regional Superintendent of Schools, joining us in the studio this morning. Morning, Matt. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Talking about money. Everywhere I go, it's the state. It's money. Matter of fact, Senator Dave Luchtefeld is going to be joining us later this morning. We're going to be talking about money.
Money.
There's no way around it anymore. You know, it's interesting because I want to put it to you this way here. A lot of people thought that the $6 billion gap was taken care of, especially in relationship to education, and then the governor's repeated statements about how he wanted to increase funding for education. Now, I hear you're getting more money, but other people saying, look, man, you know, if I'd known how this money was going to be handled from these sweeps and this 2.25 cut, I wouldn't have voted for it. How has this affected education and what you know about the upcoming funding?
Well, and keep in mind, this is the year we are in right now. We talk about you're getting money back. Well, here's the situation. In general state aid, at least, where there was going to be the 2.25% cut, everybody was getting cut that amount. That is money we haven't received yet because it's in the last couple of payments for the school year that we're in right now. As they ran through a formula and the state board passed it last week, districts are getting some of that back. Most districts are getting some of that back.
From the 2.25 cut?
From the 2.25 cut. So basically, you were going to be cut 2.25. Well, now some districts are getting that reduced by 95%. So they're cut 5% of the 2.25. That's some districts. Most of the districts in my region are going to be in the 73% range of the cut's going to be 73% less, or it'd be about, 27% cut. So it's still a cut, and that's in general state aid. That's in addition to a special ed personnel reimbursement going from 100% to 98%.
Right. Is that funding different? Is that listed as different? I mean, when you see the cuts like we're talking about, because there's a lot of social cuts that, that you're involved with, special ed and the like.
What State Board did in their budget is they looked at all the things that are in the budget. State aid, of course, is an awfully important thing. But all of these categoricals, everything from special ed transportation, regular transportation reimbursements, agricultural education for us, truancy, safe schools, educator misconduct investigations, which is kind of important as we've seen. Those lines were all cut 2.25%. Although they looked at some of those lines have already been spent this year. Some, like summer school reimbursement for some things last summer, that's already been spent. So they went through all of those lines. Then they looked at the general state aid issue, and then that's where they went through. And then trying to keep some schools where they could make it to the end of the year, looking at balances last year, cash on hand, those kinds of things. The other issue with this, as everybody's noticed, not saying schools that are in a little worse shape have managed worse. Things happen, okay? But keep in mind, if you're in worse shape right now, you got more money back. But does that then motivate everybody else to not worry about be worse, not worry about a rainy day fund? Be worse and spend more. And in fact, in the state board's budget thing, it says this thing outlined will provide funding to certain school districts that have not employed sound financial management. Well, that's kind of a broad brush.
Yeah, by whose definition?
By whose definition?
In Illinois, I don't know that anybody in the upper levels has a right to throw a stone at anybody for not being more diligent.
And I think educational administrators and school boards, as they run districts, as they set their budget each year, which is always tricky because you're setting the budget and you're staffing before you know what the state budget is going to be because of the time cycle. But you want to know what to expect. You remember a few years ago when Governor Quinn did this.
Right. And that's kind of where I wanted to go next, because we've talked about percentages of this and 2.25 of that. But what does that mean to a parent, to a student? How will that manifest?
Staffing-wise right now, it may not manifest. I mean, this is a little like in you want to know what you're going to expect. Back when I taught world history and we talked Hebrew culture, and we talked about Jacob, and he wanted to marry Rachel, and he got Leah, the older daughter, after 7 years, after he lifted the veil and found out he had the wrong wife. You at least want to know what you're going to expect. All of the extras, any additional spending, any supplies, anything like that, I mean, that's going to be shut down in each district for the rest of the year.
Yeah, but you got a bunch of parents saying, look, we're already buying supplies. Can we come with a roll of toilet paper, a roll of paper towels, and Windex, and mouse? We're already supplying.
And then you hear the stories
about the teachers who spend their own money so that they've got the supplies. I mean,
and that's before we even talk about next year, which is planned to be worse. I mean, you remember we were told when the budget was introduced, schools are getting more. We talked about all the other lines that were being zeroed out to get more state aid, which is still maybe going to be 94% in that budget. Plus, whatever money you were booking right now for the year you're in, you don't have that there either.
Are you going to see pink notices? Are you going to be pink pieces of paper going out in the not-too-distant future into teachers in your school district?
Well, we've already passed the period of time to do
I know, because you have to have X number of days before that's done. So we've already crossed that threshold.
We've already crossed that threshold, so whatever staff you said you were going in to next year with, that's what you're going in next year with. And, I mean, there could still be retirements. People could still move, take jobs other places,
or choose to retire.
Or choose to retire as they watch everything else, and if they're close. And
well, I see more and more people that are in that situation, and they almost uniformly say the same thing. I see the writing on the wall. It's time. I'm done.
At the same time, saw a stat yesterday how many less percentage of students are graduating with education degrees so that they can go out and teach because they're getting frustrated there. Okay, then we have a smaller pool. I don't know if this is one more way that, well, let's push things like consolidation because we're not going to have enough teachers in the pool and enough administrators in the pool because we've tightened those requirements and do it that way. I don't know. That's,
you know, one of the items, because to me this is important, and because I've seen the profound effect it has on people, and that's your GED program. That ability to go, I screwed up. I want to go back and get this. I want to do this over. All right, we've got a program for that, and this is one of the programs that's suffering.
It is. Those numbers are much less. We've talked about the price going up
now. So, $125.
$120, plus another, I think, $10 for the actual diploma.
Right.
Pearson, who runs the GED now. The Community College Board, be aware, has approved now two additional high school equivalency exams. So we haven't heard how it's going to work yet, but there'll be three options. The pricing is better on others. So suddenly Pearson has come out actually with a little bit of a discount deal on GED right now, which seems like not one of those markets you would run sales on.
But, you know, the idea is to get it done and get people and help them and so that they have that diploma. But, you know, a fire sale on high school diplomas does seem a little different, doesn't it?
That does seem a little different, but the competition is coming.
And we live in strange days.
Yes.
So, I mean, what do you tell the parents? What do you tell the students about what we hear? Because the governor said, I want to spend more on education. But apparently we've got this squeeze, the $6 billion squeeze from this year, we'll call it. And, you know, but he wanted increased funding next year. Is this seeming less realistic to you?
It's one of those things where when you hear good news, you're still questioning the good news. You need to look into the details. And as local school officials, we'll do our best to limit the damage as much as we can. That's what we do. But when you start seeing things missing, here's why.
You know, with your expansion into other more rural and in some cases cash-strapped counties, you're about to be facing even bigger problems in smaller schools, aren't you?
We are, but both at the county government level for our office and for the schools in those counties, certainly, and districts that have more transportation costs because they cover bigger areas.
Johnson County.
And in
that's
Massac
the first
County.
One I think yeah. In Massac, yeah. But I always think about Johnson because everybody's when you go to the school Tunnel Hill, there's nobody who lives next door.
No,
right? So one of the problems that they'll be facing are transportation costs, which, you know, fortunately gas has only gone up 8 cents in the last week, so little favors, I guess.
Certainly.
So what do you do now, Matt?
We go to work and try to figure it out.
Well, you've been spending a lot of time with other superintendents watching this very closely. I mean, what is a consensus from your peers?
We're a little in triage, I guess, but we're waiting. We're waiting to see what the final result is, and kind of like last year. Okay, here's what you've got, then you can plan for it. The thing is, you've also got to plan for, is the rug going to be pulled out a little farther the
something
budget
that we have seen before. Going, oh, you know, we wrote you that check. Could you send that back?
Well, in most cases, they haven't sent the check yet, but that's a whole other issue.
Yeah, it is. With the old Chinese proverb that's a curse, may you live in interesting times.
We've got it.
News Radio WJPF, Southern Illinois' number one for news and talk.